Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Welcome back, fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. We're talking Saints and Carolina Panthers, and we will do so and get some news from the other side of this, and that's from David Newton, ESPN Carolina Panthers reporter. David, welcome you to the show. You're on with Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister.
Yeah, good to be here. I wonder what the winner gets here. One team's lost six straight and one five straight. I mean, it's a loss. I mean, it's I don't think I've been around of a matchup like that in a while.
It has been. Both teams desperate, right? I mean, this is not where either team thought they would be. After maybe, you know, the Saints, certainly after the first week, they felt like, you know, world beaters. I guess what is the sentiment in Carolina? You've had, you know, different coaches, so many different offensive coordinators. You know, what's the sentiment there?
Yeah, actually, this is exactly where I thought the Panthers would be. The Saints, I thought, after the opener, would be a little better. But I know your quarterback situation and injuries had to do with that. And injuries have been a factor here, too, because their defense has been kind of decimated, you know, losing Derrick Brown in the opener there and a really key piece of their defense. But they can't, haven't been able to stop anybody. I mean, double-digit losses for every one of their losses, and the margin of the loss is they're on pace to be record-setting almost. But, yeah, it's kind of, you know, the last 2 years you've seen them move on from one head coach to the next head coach, changing coordinators, changing a lot of everything out here. I mean, it's like so much turnover, and then they've moved on from, at one point, from 16 through 19, four straight first-round draft picks they moved on from. So many other things have changed that. There's no continuity here, and that's created what you're seeing right now, just not a very good football team.
Yeah, and David, that's why I guess I was going to ask you, you know, from I know when you talk about getting the opportunity to draft some guys to be able to put a team together, are you starting to see the plan, though? I mean, it normally starts with the quarterback, and I understand how you've been unsettled at that position, but at some point a plan, or at least a vision of a plan, has to start to come together.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Morgan, their GM, and I probably remember, I mean, did you play against Dan, Deuce?
Yeah, yeah, I know Dan, and I know Jake, obviously, they do the radio and everything. Well, at least Jake does. He and other linebacker, I can see his face, I can't think of.
Luke.
Luke. They do the radio,
so
I talked to them, and I talked to you. I actually met the owner, his wife, before the game, and so I talked to Dan and both of those, you know, the owner, and just I'm looking for the vision. That's what I'm looking for.
I think that's where I was getting to. You saw the Dan Morgan as a player team back in 2002, 2003, because in 2001 they lost 15 games, 1-15, worse than the NFL. And they slowly but surely brought in players like Dan, and Jake came in to solidify the quarterback spot. But they built a team from 1-15 to a team that went to the Super Bowl in 3 years. And I think Dan's kind of trying to use that same mindset. He says he wants dogs. And the problem is he doesn't have a lot of dogs on his team. Well, a few dogs he had have been injured, especially defensively. I mean, they have nobody to create a pass rush. I mean, it's pretty much non-existent. I mean, Clowney they brought in to be that guy, but he hasn't come close to being that, because when you're down like, you know, two scores in the third and fourth quarter, it's hard to get a pass rush because the other team's not throwing the ball. And so just they just don't have a depth right now. I mean, that I said at the beginning of the season, this team on paper has some key pieces that can make it potentially a 6 or 7 win team. But if they start to lose key pieces, the depth is just horrible. And that's what happened. And Derrick Brown in the first game, you know, then Shaq Thompson, the linebacker, and it's just gone downhill from there. They're starting to get some of those pieces back, and I think you'll see them better in a couple of weeks from now. They don't have all those guys. Sorry about the noise out here. I'm outside. But they're getting some pieces. Jonathan Brooks, their second-round pick running back, he'll play next week. DJ Wanham, who was a piece that was supposed to play opposite Clowney this year, he'll be in probably next week. And all those type things make a difference. So, again, I think that's – I apologize for the noise, guys.
It's okay. But, you're good, man. Don't worry about it.
David, it's called life, brother. Don't worry about it.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina, where was devastated this area by the Hurricane of Helene. And, you know, we've been trying to do all we can to try to help with the recovery up here. So we're up here visiting this weekend and trying to see what we can do. But anyway, back to the team. They've been kind of like a team wiped out by a hurricane in a lot of ways. And just not enough pieces to really have a chance. Even, you know, even like a Bryce Young. I mean, he really struggled in the opener. They replaced him. When they brought him back, he had to come back without his top two receivers. Now he's going to be in there without his left tackle, still without the top two receivers that they thought they had coming into the season, because Deontay Johnson's moved on and Adam Thielen's still not ready. So just a lot of uncertainty. I've been telling people all week, I said, this team feels like it's 3 or 4 years from being in a position where it can really compete.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Do you feel like, now they had no choice last week because of the Dalton injury, but and so Bryce came in, and you know, Deuce and I were talking, you know, on that first drive and the last drive looked like world beaters, but in between, not so much. I guess the question is, are they at some point just going to go, where are we with Bryce Young? They have to, you know, to see where this quote unquote experiment is going to end up.
That's part of what this week is about. Andy Dalton, if push come to shove, they'd have been a playoff contending team. He could have played this week, but, you know, Bryce showed enough good signs in that first drive and last drive, as you mentioned. Everything in between seemed like a nightmare almost, but Bryce showed enough potential there, and he has improved from what you saw in the opener, I think. And, you know, they saw those pieces, and they thought, let's give him another shot. Andy's got the thumb. He would, you know, it could be a few days in the practice before he can really grip the ball and do everything he needs to do well with the passing game. So just go ahead and let him sit and then give Bryce one more week. And so I think you're kind of in a pivotal time for him. But if Bryce can show improvement and show that he's, you know, made another stride from where he did last week, I think he's got a chance to start next week in Germany. But if he doesn't, I think they'll go right back to Dalton.
Well, and I guess, you know, we talked about it earlier from a playmaker standpoint, being able to add, you know, do you feel like the Panthers, because here in New Orleans, listening to the head coach as well as the general manager, they felt like that they won't be sellers as far as the trade deadline as it approaches. We saw Johnson being moved. Do you feel like that maybe some other moves Carolina will be had? Obviously not before the game, but, you know, do you feel like, hey, you know, they figured this player is not in the picture long term? Let's see what we can get for him.
No, unless there's like a player for player trade, and that player for the Panthers was like a Miles Sanders, maybe even Adam Thielen, even though I think they want Thielen in that the locker room with all the young receivers to help them along. If there's a player for player trade that could help them, they would look at it. But they're not looking to trade Bryce Young at all. They're not looking to trade any other key pieces because they don't have many key pieces. I mean, they gave away probably the best receiver they had in a couple of years in Johnson, and mainly because they didn't feel like he was probably part of the culture that they wanted to develop in there. And so that was obvious. Plus, he probably wasn't going to resign after the season, so they got what they could for him. But there's really no other piece that anybody would give anything worthwhile for them to make that move. I mean, if somebody made a move for Bryce Young now, they'd probably want to give him like a fifth or sixth round pick of that. And if you do that after spending all you spent to get him last year in the draft, then you're going to look like look pretty bad.
What's the fan reaction to Bryce there, right? I mean, you know, even though he's young, I mean, where's their head on the Bryce Young?
I think if you ask most, they would say, yeah, he's been a flop. But, you know, I think they're also at that point where we need to see exactly, kind of like the coaching staff, they need to see what they've got in him. Can he somehow live up to the potential they saw when he was coming out of the draft? Because as well as Andy Dalton played in their first game against the Raiders, and they won that one and won it fairly handily, he's lost four straight games, and the last two have been not close, and he's thrown a lot of interceptions in his last four starts. So, you know, if you're going to go 1-4 with Andy Dalton, at what point do you say, hey, we might as well look for the backup quarterback and then Bryce to see if he can maybe give a spark, maybe show that there's something to salvage there moving forward for next season? And as you know, all around the league, your backup quarterback, when you have a team that's struggling, is always the most popular player.
Yes, we've played three already this year, and also four centers.
Exactly.
Four centers. So the injury, you know, for the Saints anyway, I don't know how it's been. You know, a lot of teams can deal with injuries, but when they come at a particular position, Saints offensive line, running back, and wide receiver. So, hey, look, I don't know what you're doing in Asheville, but we appreciate it, right? You're going to help everybody out down there because what happens, we know this, storm comes, everybody cares, storm goes, and then it's the hard work. And so what you're doing there, I can tell you, is appreciative of the people of Asheville. So we appreciate your time as well.
No, I appreciate that. And as you were aware down there, because you guys have been hit, when a storm comes through and wipes everything out, people don't come for a while. And that's kind of what Asheville's experienced. This is their peak time with the leaves changing and the mountains and everything. The people have not returned. And the small businesses, they suffer because of that. And a lot of them go under. And so that's part of our drive to get things returned there and get things going back to the way they were. Because they'll rebuild. All the money in the world has been donated. That concert they had at Bank of America Stadium last weekend, the concert for the Carolinas, it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. And that raised $24.5 million. But if the people don't come back, those businesses, even with that money, are going to go under. So that's kind of our drive and our passion right now.
Well, good. Well, they'll come back. Trust me. They said New Orleans was dead 20 years ago. I mean dead, 2005. And so it'll come back. And hope to see you on Sunday. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. That's a good example of New Orleans. Thanks so much.
Thanks, David.
David Newton, ESPN Carolina Panthers reporter.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!